as we open our angel wings and we prepare to soar. So this is about permitting ourselves to our highest advancement, to our highest alignment, to our highest energy exchange. So when you think of angel wings, you think of advancement. They're showing me the lead card in our oracle deck. So remember that lead card has a lot of fire energy, and it's really giving us a preview to what is afforded to us, what is, they're saying allow, but it's really what we're allowing. So when I said the word allowed, I just had all these lights, and I'm experiencing all these lights in my field. So we're allowing true engagement, we're allowing liftoff, we're allowing sacred visioning. So we want to remember that everything we experience in the what we assume is this life that we have is really a catalyst for change. So what we're doing is we're bringing forth our own prophecy. We're bringing forth our own sacred heart transmissions. Now, this is the ultimate joining, because we're not really seeking pleasures without. It seems that way. So whether we want a relationship, we want more golden coins, we want whatever it is, what we're really doing is attesting that we're without within, within our own understanding of self. So as we will allow that the furthest outreach, what we're doing is we're signing our own declaration, we're signing our own admission papers, we're bringing back the breath of brilliance. And I've got this tremendous white eagle that is just covering the entire sky. I mean, it's just that huge. Now, this represents our truth. It represents our oversoul. And this is at last what we're streaming in, what we're permitting in with delight. So again, this whole realm has been this dream of misfortune. In other words, separation. Everything's good until it separates, until you lose, until you're at a disadvantage. And what it's doing is preparing our return, because what we're doing is returning to our sacred obligation. We're returning to the higher heart. We're returning to our own awareness of comfort and joy. In other words, we're liberating ourselves from the belief in separation, from the belief in scarcity, from the belief that we're really that personality self, the ego, that somehow this is all about my personal individual dream. So we're resting on our true tomorrows. That means everything I claim for all awareness, because remember, we're all really one. And so we're distributing the wealth in the collective as we return to our sacred union. So as we will receive our true entitlement, this is the truth of self. This is the separation never occurred. So when we join hands with our beloved, this is divine feminine, divine masculine, joining hands within. So we're merging with our true essence. So it's like Father God, Mother God, and that sonship, meaning our own essence, our own Christed energy, our own truth. What we bring forth is relief. What we bring forth is power. What we bring forth is alignment. Because the reason we keep experiencing that suffering in the outer is because we're still under that false obligation. So we are each restoring our own higher altar. So this is the altar in our higher heart that we're coming to reassemble. So as you will receive your divine status, this is recognizing that you are one with your divine counsel, with your understanding of truth, and you're allowing, aligning, enjoining, joining with your true authority. So this is where you're returning your holy status, your holy remembrance. So as we will receive light, as we will receive our true unification. So this is coming into our sacred lodging. So for each of us, we have like a teacher assigned. In truth, it's our own higher self. But whatever enjoyments you've had in the past, there are going to be sacred teachers that are guiding you. So again, it's not so much the personality self. Is it male? Is it female? Was it in India? Was it in Thailand? It's more so of returning to our own unified status. So as we will receive our true orchestration, that is, we're tidying up our own accommodations. We're coming back to our sacred lodging. We're coming back to that divine union within, where there's no separation. Now, what this brings forth is an acquittal of advancement. That means we no longer need to experience suffering. We no longer need to experience without, because that's all plagiarism. That's all identifying with the false self. So we're breathing in a new tomorrow. When they say breathing in, we're drawing that holy breath. We're drawing like the master's breath. So we want to think of the master as our own divine unity. So we're coming into divine union within self. We're breathing in the breath of life through self. We're obligating ourselves to our own sacred heart in unity, in trust, in all good knowing. And we bring forth the kingdom's riches. So that means we bring forth our abetiment. We bring forth those open chakra system because we're aligning with our total claim in victory. So again, the victory is occurring within before without. So in order to fix, reassemble, heal whatever appears to be broken or misled, so it could be in the physical body or it could be finances, whatever it is, what we're doing is recognizing our wholeness within. So remember that master status, our own indicator, our own understanding of self. So as we will receive our final advancement, so this is what we pledge to receive in our holy introduction in this moment. So remember, it's a moment with like TikTok in our linear time, and it's a moment with the eternal, because we're connecting beyond time. And as we open up our full declaration, we bring forth our ascended grace. So we want to remember that this is what we're here to do, that we're the stewards of tomorrow, we're the stewards of light. And as we allow ourselves to be filled with this light in true union, in true holy status and remembrance, we light up the world. So now we understand, when I suffer for another, I'm still following ego. When I don't want to cause waves because I don't want to upset another. So what we want to remember is we're allowing ourselves to be free. Because as we allow ourselves, we pledge witness to the other's advancement as well. So some of us have been a little dislodged in terms of our secret treasure, our secret formula. So what we've been considering being a good steward, loving thy neighbor, has really been like a bit of codependency in our everyday language, where we're customizing ourselves to someone else's needs in the name of love. So what we're learning to do is we're learning to open the door wide for all to come in, for all to understand truth, for all to be received, for all to be received at their higher altar. So another way of saying this is we're learning to receive grace from within. We're learning to receive our truest understanding of self, again, from within, to be led from within. So that own self be true, it's acknowledging the true higher self, your own worth, your own completeness. And then to follow. Follow where you're guided. Following the higher heart. Remembering it's like the brain of the higher heart is guiding us in all moments. So as we will receive final endorsement, this is opening to our light, dedicating ourselves to our own power, our own light, our own victory. Meaning that when we think of our, we're thinking of the one sonship, the one being of light. So we're following this in the name of the victorious landslide. In other words, we're setting the record straight. So as we free ourselves, as we welcome ourselves home, as we address ourselves in our glorious presence, what we do is we recognize all kindness in others. In other words, what I recognize for myself, I recognize in you. What I recognize in you, I bring back to myself. The peace of God within. So as we will receive with delight, we open up all harmonics. So this is allowing all of your life to be touched, to be recalibrated by your future destiny. So remember, we're here to awaken humanity in essence, awaken ourselves. So whatever our divine rightful placement is, whatever they're saying our good fortune is, that sounds nice, whatever is our next step, whatever we're next qualified for. So another way of saying this is some of the dances we're still engaged in is from our own old lifestyle, from our old paradigm. And so as we open up to our full endeavor, our full engagement, our divinity codes, we travel quickly. So the energy we hold, the vibration we hold, signals our readiness or signals our passing, meaning, no, we're not ready, we'll pass it by. We'll pass by what the future holds for us because we're still in the old holding pattern of neglect. So the neglect is our responsibility. It's like we're neglecting our own true remembrance. So this is what's leaving us in our distant past. So now we said distant past, I literally heard this bell, like ding. Because remember, life is vibration. It's energy. And as we receive our heavenly bliss, as we consent to our future engagement, the past is no longer relevant. So when we keep recreating, it seems like the same life. Well, you don't know what happened in my childhood, or you don't know whatever it is. Oh, that's true. But the reason it's still tagging along is we keep still investing it. We still hold a charge to it. So what we're doing, again, distant past, no more charge. No more charge because we're uniting as one within. No more belief in separation. Creating that new lifestyle. So as we open our hearts with good intelligence, remembering the brain of the higher heart, we welcome transformation in plenty. In plenty. Some of us still believe in poverty in order to serve God. So we understand that's part of the ego script. We're relieving ourselves, they're saying, of that nonsense. Of that nonsense. There's someone that's saying that. And becoming good stewards of light. So good stewards of the light is hold as much as you can, hold as much as you're able, hold as much as you're willing. Remember, there's no limit. but we're growing into that greater understanding. And we're welcoming in our future lifestyle, our future destiny. So allow yourself to receive with delight, with joy. So it can be a quickening, it could be excitement. Someone's feeling like a little nervous. That's the higher frequency. So just breathe. It's almost like nervousness, like, am I ready? Are you sure I'm ready? So everything that comes to you by request, you always receive what you are ready for. So trust that and allow. Allow true engagement. Allow true lift off lifestyle. Lifted into new vibrational reality. Let us receive. And so as we receive, there's gratitude. We're thanking our higher awareness, our higher guides. Again, everyone's equal. So this is the aspect of self that recognizes our good, recognizes our readiness, and spots us in a way, holds our placement as we arrive, as we claim, as we allow, as we receive. Let us receive it.